Welcome back to part two of Postcard from Pop Rap Boys and Girls. It's me, Eric Wiltshire, with Lee Banks over in the UK, Rachel Brunson down there in Australia, and they've been talking during the ad break again, the naughty people.
Why are we not supposed to talk?
Because you're not.
Why?
Well, it's got worse now.
What's got worse? Your ad break, because it's you messed it up anyway. You didn't tell anybody to go off and have a milkshake, so you're at fault.
Well,
we were just talking about you.
You were going on for so long, I got to run out. I was just doing it to the right time.
You know, you're just in charge of this. You need to get better control of this show.
Yeah, just a job's
Don't let the talent ride over you willy-nilly.
No, but the trouble is, I've got me new headphones on.
Yeah.
Oh. Blame the equipment.
And the new headphones means I can hear you nice and loud and clear, even when I'm listening to the other bits that are going out. So I can hear you when you're not nice to me.
We were nice to you.
We just said that every regular listeners of this program will now be dehydrated because you didn't instruct them to go forth and get their beverage.
I see.
So apologise now.
I'm sorry.
All right, don't worry about it.
Too late to get one now, everybody. Just sit down.
Yeah. More serious news coming out of Australia. As two men were charged with planning a terror attack in Australia, and their plan was to stab the victims in the kidneys and neck, according to Tony Abbott, the Prime Minister down in Australia, who's watched the video of them.
It's a very strange story, isn't it?
This is terrible. We had a pretty big warning. There's been a lot of rumbling going on with the whole ISIS, you know, pick a name, any name, thing lately, especially here. I mean, I know you guys are dealing with it all the time too, and it had been out of our reach for a while, and then all sorts of weird stuff started to happen, and this is no exception. And but you know what? I started thinking about this when these two guys were apprehended because of the internet chatter. I thought to myself, people are really up in arms about the AFP, who are the Australian Federal Police, about people listening to, you know, what's going on and capturing people's data and all that sort of deal. Mm. And I thought, you know, what if they capture people's data and they stop people like this doing things like that? That's all right with me.
Yeah, I'm happy
with that.
That's
fine.
Yeah.
You know, that's really okay because they need to be stopped. But it's a very strange thing because these two guys also... There was something in the press this week in Australia about the fact that one of them was even here on a dodgy passport.
No.
Yeah. So it's gotten more and more mysterious. They're being very careful about what information they leak.
You have ID cards in Australia, no?
No.
You don't?
No. We have a driver's license that is
an ID card as well. Yeah.
But that's all. If you don't drive, you don't have one.
Oh, right. I thought you were the same as Slovakia, where everybody has an ID card.
Oh, no. They tried to bring it in a few years ago, and everybody got all, you know, this is Big Brother, and screamed it into the nether.
They did the same in England, where they all got all sort of ufty-fufty about it.
I don't care. I'll carry whatever you want. I've got nothing to hide.
Exactly.
But, I mean, you know, one of them got it. One of them was in the country on a sketchy passport that was coming under question, and it was just, the whole thing was really dodgy, but the thing that was even more spooky was that outside court, there were all these guys gathered in all their, you know, paraphernalia, kneeling with, you know, holding up flags and making all these, you know, death cult hand signals and screaming out about, you know, Allah Akbar and all this sort of gear.
I'd lock them up.
It's terrifying. Because, you know, after Lee Rigby, everybody really seriously woke up and said, wow, this is terrible and this can happen anywhere to anyone. If it can happen to a soldier in the middle of the UK, it can happen here to anybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, grabbing people and stabbing them in the kidneys and the neck and, you know, who thinks of these things? It's just horrendous.
It is.
Well,
they caught them, they thwarted the plot, and that's the main thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
The reason behind it, you see, I think that really Australia, for some unknown reason, it's all the nutters who are coming out and just claiming the backing of ISIS and stuff like that. But they're just nutters. And it's the thing that ISIS do is they kill people in the most horrendous ways they can actually think of. It's almost like a game. Let's think of something really terrible we can do to this human being to shock the world. That's why they set the pilot on fire. It's why it was just... And it seems to me that you've got two idiots here who actually said, "I swear to Almighty Allah, blonde people, there is no room for blame between you and us. We are only stabbing the kidneys and striking the necks." It's a bizarre, almost fetishist thing to stand up and do. And I just think it one of the spin-offs of ISIS are incidents like this. People are
copycats.
Yeah, and well, that's more horrendous than anything.
You're right. You're absolutely right, Uncle Lee, because the guy who was responsible for the Sydney siege, he was holding ISIS flags and all sorts of, and claiming to have associations with ISIS, and he had none. He was just crazy.
Mm. Yeah, exactly, and that is perhaps one of the most insidious parts of this terrorism campaign, that actually, without us realising it, it's creeping up on us, that ISIS is actually growing itself across the world and involving every nutter and misshapen, idiotic, brain-dead person in the world who's got an axe to grind.
Exactly. This,
it's just it's not right. Horrendous.
It is. We're going to move on, boys and girls. No, what am I doing?
No, you can't do this one.
I can't really, can I?
That's disgusting. That is disgusting.
It is. I mean, fancy agreeing to allow Australia to be fast-tracked to the final of something. That's hideous.
Fancy Australia being invited to participate in Zero Vision to begin with. I mean, for goodness sakes, we're not...
Why did you agree? Why did you agree, Australia?
Because we've got to be in everything, because we think we're excellent. And you know what? We're not. We're just regular like everybody else. And we should mind our own business and our own corner.
Come back.
What we're talking about, boys and
girls, because you're all thinking, what? It's the 60th anniversary of Eurovision... the alleged song contest this year, and a wild card has been given to Australia, their wild card is direct to the final to make sure they actually get there.
Which maybe eliminates somebody who should be there, you know, it's preposterous.
None of them should be there.
Well, no, they should all be, you know, buried in a very deep hole and never to be seen again. I mean, it's frightening.
Get them to redo the Vegemite song.
The Vegemite
song. Happy little Vegemites, as bright as bright can be.
Not that one.
Which one?
That was
the Men Down Under.
The Land Down Under.
That's the one.
Why not do Simon Kangaroo Down Sport?
No, not a good idea.
Because that man's in prison.
Yes.
Ooh, he is.
Yeah.
It's him, isn't it?
But I mean,
I was thinking of the Charlie Drake version.
Well, yeah. But I think if you got, you know, Men Down Under out of their mothballs.
Men at Work. Men at Work. Excuse me. The band is called Men at Work.
Men at Work. Sorry.
And they're not working down under you.
What?
No, well, Colin Hay, who's the lead singer of Men at Work, actually works in Los Angeles.
Does he?
What does he do?
Yeah, he brought out this fantastic acoustic album, and he did a heap of the Men at Work songs, including that one, which by the way, I've got to tell you, my least favorite, one of the least favorite Australian songs of all time is that one.
Oh. I like
it's just irritating. You hear it. People wheel it out at every opportunity. It's just horrendous.
It's nice. It's a good old classic track.
We've got no business being in Eurovision.
Now, I have a question. I have a question.
Who they're going to put in there. Kylie Minogue, please.
What? They're going to put Kylie in it?
No, she's one of the people.
That's the only person who they've got over there who sings who's not in jail.
No, that's not true. She's the only one who can't sing and sings poorly enough to qualify to be
No, the Aussies are being smart.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it'll
kill
their
career. Because if they have to fly somebody from Australia to Vienna, it will cost thousands. If you're only flying them from the UK to Vienna, it's like 80, 90 euros.
Exactly, and she lives mostly there anyway. She's
sure.
So it's Kylie, is it? We can reveal exclusively that it's Kylie.
We can reveal that she's on a list of people who would like to see her do it. I'd like to see her do a whole bunch of stuff.
Rach,
none of it I can say on air.
There's a whole bunch of blokes going, let it be Kylie, let it be Kylie.
Why? Because she's got Rear of the Year?
Yes.
She's a dingo.
But we'll start on the Madonna dress in a minute, if you're not careful.
We could do the Madonna dress. I don't wear my Madonna dress very often. What are you going to say about that?
So anyway, apparently, they're also... No, this is brilliant!
What's he on about, Rachel? Does he
this
know
is going to be brilliant.
What is?
Apparently, the Aussies are going to vote in the final as well.
Yeah.
Which means England might actually get a vote this year.
Yeah, because Australians like us.
Yeah.
We do like you. We like you so much we sent you, can't even know.
Yeah,
no, we do like you. You're
brilliant.
The mother country.
This is wonderful.
We feel sorry for you because you can't play cricket, so we will vote for you in Eurovision.
We can play cricket.
No, Lee, we don't want to play cricket. We want to be rubbish at cricket, rubbish at rugby, rubbish at everything, because we might get some votes in the Eurovision for a change.
Yeah, all right, then I'll go along with that.
It's the sympathy vote. You know, the contestant on the reality show with the really sad backstory? That's England this year in Eurovision. Oh,
yes. This is... Thank you, Australia.
Yeah, thank you, Australia.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. We love you.
You're
wonderful.
We love you too.
Wonderful land in the world. But you are glorious.
Oh, shut up! Don't overdo the selling.
just don't
oversell it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway,
all right.
Earlier in the week, Lee and I were having a little banter on Facebook. As the official UK Arts album put Bland Boy at number one.
Bland Boy.
Yes, it's an anagram for his name.
What Bland Boy, that's hilarious.
Yeah, but it doesn't work. He's only got a BB in it, and he's only got one B.
Yeah, but that's all right. He's in a funny part of the world where you have as many B's as you want.
Bland Boy. So anyway, Bland Boy's at number one. But on the really on the really charts, where the downloads are, which is bigger than the album sale charts, he's nowhere to be found.
Well, I've not checked that out, so I don't know if that's true, so don't believe it, ladies and gentlemen.
I put a link on your Facebook for you just to prove it.
What? Well, it's not my fault. He's topped the charts, all the other charts, hasn't he? He's number one. He's 73, you know, 73, and he's topped the charts yet again.
Yeah.
Second time in 2 years. Mm. He's 8 times, that's over one top 10 album every 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, every 6 years.
Right. Well, anyway, we will see what happens.
36 albums.
We will see what happens on the 1st of March.
Best singing he's ever done, everybody says.
when they combine the CD sales with the download sales as one single chart.
It makes sense.
It does. And then I'll be interested to see where Dob Billen is at that point.
But if that's what the future holds,
yes,
then he will, as a relatively young 73-year-old, he will cope with it and appear at the top of your downloads as well. There's nothing wrong with that.
But what
either.
Happens if he doesn't?
Well, he'll just go back to being a cult.
Well, you know what? You know how I reckon most of his albums, actually, who buys them? Most of the people who buy his albums are buying them to play them at various speeds in order to actually understand what the man is saying.
Correct.
No, there is a point here that must be made, right?
Can I just share it with Rachel first? One little point.
Go on,
we have to recognise, and it's fair to say, that Lee's property is enormous. Compared to most people, his house is enormous. But
he's a king.
Yes, but he can only get into 4 and a bit rooms. One being his...
That's because he's really tall.
No, that's because the rest of the place is full up with Dob Billen's albums that he's storing for Dob Billen.
36?
What?
So Lee bought them all?
Yes. Lee bought... Well, actually, Mr... Thingy bought them all, said to Lee, do us a favour, stick them in your house. Don't let anybody know, I'll get to number one. And that's what happens.
And now they're in his house because they were in his barn, but his barn's gone.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I know.
Can I just tell you something?
Yes.
Go on then.
Well, I don't know how this works, actually. But actually, as well, because Mr. Billen...
Have you just listened to the sentence you just said?
Probably not.
That was a triple negative.
Great.
I don't know what it said. What did it say?
Well, for anybody whose second language is English, that was not English.
It was Dylanish.
It was a string of words that made no sense whatsoever.
That's pretty much, yes, I could, well...
Spirit of Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
No, he has. See, what he did, right?
What he did. He's combobulated now, Uncle.
He said you had a bobbin, that word, then. And what he did, right, for some reason, nobody could ever really explain it. He's always had, for 50 years now, people have gone on about his singing voice, which is ludicrous, because I think if somebody who's been around for over 50 years and is still performing and still having top number one albums, then you have to accept that he must be doing something right in the world.
He likes it, yeah.
Yeah, so what he did, right, he had a bit of a rough time in the 80s and 90s. He actually got to the stage where he couldn't even get a recording contract, which was quite... He was still the biggest name in the world in the pantheon of rock history, but he couldn't get a recording contract. So what he did, in 1997, he made a comeback album called Time Out of Mind.
Right.
And he came back singing... In a way, in a fashion that even I had to say, flippin' heck, Bob, that's a bit rough. And he then continued to make his comeback with being completely unintelligible on stage, outrageously. He outweighted Tom Waits in the way he was singing and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
And he just, once he'd come back to a position of authority within the world that he leads, he came out with this album. And amazingly, the man is singing like a god.
You know what? I need to talk to him about the Travelling Wilburys, because that's just a whole lot of stuff I just can't
fathom. Travelling Wilburys did some brilliant stuff.
So really dreadful, awful. But what I like was when he thought about the audience and actually made subtitles for us in his video clips. You know, when he's throwing all his cardboard, that great song when he's throwing all his cardboard on the ground, and then Michael Hutchence went and copied him.
Yep.
It's genius. That was genius.
Yeah. Well, it was the first rock and roll video. He made the first rock and roll video. Yeah. And it wasn't to do... See, Rachel, I have... What? It was!
Have you never ever seen the original video done by Pink Floyd with the track See Emily Play?
But that, what year was that?
63.
But with it...
can you please note the date?
God, we this had, is a moment.
That was a stumped Lee
that
Banks.
That was actually paused.
No, let's check that out. Anyway, all I was saying is that also what Israel Bobness has done with this album... Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you could, yeah, I know I'm just like sticking my head in the lion's gob at the moment when I do this. He has given away 50,000 copies of his album to.
Yeah, they're in your house. We already talked about
it. We knew that!
I'm not an old age pensioner!
We knew that anyway. That was my
point. No, you're the only old age pensioner with storage.
Yes. We knew that anyway, Lee. That's where I was going in the first place, but you didn't get it.
AARP magazine is giving it away. It's the biggest selling magazine in the world, and he gave his only interview to... See, this is what I like about him. He's 73, and he thought, that's it.
I like him. I just don't like listening to him. But I like some of his music. To be fair, I do like some of his music.
Listen to this album.
Some of his songwriting, which has been done by proper singers... Actually, he's rather good.
He's a poet. Like, I like his words. Yeah. I think he's great. He's got no business singing them, but he's
the most emotive singer ever to grace this earth. He outsings
Elvis. We've spent nearly 10 minutes talking about him. Mr. Banks must have achieved something.
I know. I'm quite aware of this.
Yeah, you've got column inches, mate. And we move to Holland for the next story, which I love, because it's been snowing a lot in Holland, and Sue and Renz have been telling me about this. There's lots of snow. Unfortunately, it's bad news for the illegal cannabis growers who were caught by the police because their houses... was so warm to get the plants growing that the snow
halogen lights and stuff.
The snow melted off the roof, and they were caught.
Well, you might as well just put a flag on your roof, really.
I couldn't agree with you more. I thought it was absolutely.
But I mean, honestly, who would think of that? Who would think? Oh, what? We can't do that. The snow will melt on the roof because the house will get really warm. We can't, and then we'll be caught. Who would think of that as a contingency?
Well, they only had 88 plants. Why didn't you just say it was like personal use?
He'd probably get away with it.
Personal use on 88 plants. It's not for medicinal purposes, because that would kill you.
That would indeed. and we're going to do a very serious story now, which is Samsung. Now, Samsung have released a bunch of televisions recently.
Oh, yeah, this is amazing.
And they got a bit of a problem, because in their manual, which, nobody ever reads the manual.
No, nobody does.
Right. There's a term in technical call centres, RTMF.
Uh-huh.
No, sorry, RTFM, that's right, RTFM, which I will translate into broadcastable speak, which means read the flipping manual, as opposed to what it really stands for. And we don't, as consumers, do we?
We don't. No, absolutely not.
They're very laborious. And they're very tiny.
Yes, they're tiny.
That's true. That's very true. But they're also full of words that I don't understand.
Yeah, like television.
Yeah,
but anyway,
I don't know.
Are you ready?
Something.
Are you ready, possible Samsung owner? In the book, it says, please be aware that if your spoken words includes personal or sensitive information, that information, along with the data captured and transmitted to a third party through your voice recognition, while Samsung will not collect the spoken word, Samsung may collect associated text and other usage data, so that we can evaluate the performance of the feature and improve it. So if you want to say to your partner, let's go and have ladies and gentlemen, Samsung know about it.
This is actually genius, because you know what they could do instead of collecting everybody's data and whatnot to catch terrorists? Give suspected terrorists a free telly.
Yes! Yeah. Now that's a top tip.
That way.
That is this week's top tip from postcard
from Australian
Federal
Police. Are you listening? From if any more people want to stab people in their kidneys or in their neck or anywhere else, or set them on fire or anything, give them a Samsung telly and collect their data that way.
Brilliant.
But you know what? This is not a new story.
Everybody gets one.
This is not a new story because this is how. But this is happening to us right now, and it's just arrived on Australian television screens, and it's this scourge called Gogglebox.
Yeah, I know. It's horrible, isn't it?
That not only records what you're saying, but it actually videotapes you whilst you're watching other people on television and then broadcasts it.
Yes.
Gogglebox, the programme he's talking about.
Yeah.
Yes, it's that, just that arrived this week in Australia, and I need to cry a river.
You do.
Going
back to these tellies.
Can I interject? I'm going to interject a minute, because Samsung have a solution to the problem.
Mm-hmm. By somebody else's telly?
No, switch the internet off. So you've just bought yourself an internet television, and their solution to the problem of picking up your voice is turn the internet off. What's the point of having an internet television if you turn the internet off?
It's more insidious than that, though, isn't it?
What?
It's more insidious than that. This is disgusting that somebody somewhere in the world called Samsung has actually decided that they will populate our homes with televisions which will give away your secrets. They knew that this would happen before they started selling them.
Exactly.
What is the idea behind this?
The idea is to make it interactive, to find programs for you, and it's gone a bit too far. But we have to move on, because we're running out of time so very quickly. I would love to do the story about Apple, which is the first company in US history to achieve a valuation of over $700 billion. Aren't you so happy, all you people that have bought overpriced product from them?
I'm fine with it, thanks very much.
I knew you were going to do that.
I'm very protective of my Apple. I heart Apple.
Yes. And Eureka, one of the stars of EastEnders, has been cleared of racist abuse. She wasn't nasty to a black lady whatsoever, and the judge said, don't be silly, it's a load of old rubbish. Mm. And we'll probably finish with this one, because you two will have a view on it. 50 Shades of Grey campaigners want a boycott of the film in the US. I don't want the film boycotted. If you want to go and watch it, fine. But for God's sake, will every music programmer on the planet ditch that dirge song that comes from the film? It's horrible.
What's that?
Stop talking. about it in general. Just like 50 Shades of No.
What's the song?
No.
I'm not...
a vibrator.
No, it's the kind of song which... You'll have to understand if you live here, where you go to the top of the mountains, the Tatras Mountains, and jump off without a parachute. It's dirge.
It's not, and that singing also was not sultry.
But
I agree with you that this, if, look, you know, people are adults. If you don't want to go see a movie, don't go see it.
Mm.
You know, don't, this boycott business just makes me want to beat the living snot out of somebody.
Well,
but I really
should love to say that.
Yes, and shall we give him another top tip, Rachel? Shall we? You've done, this numpty organised, the American Family Association, you numpties, what you've just done is paid a big bunch of the marketing bill for the film itself.
Absolutely. This is free publicity, and people are going to do it just to spite you.
Yes.
Or out of curiosity because you mentioned it. Best way to boycott anything is remain silent about it.
Yes.
But,
you can't really.
This is a book that a woman wrote. She wrote a bunch of books, which more power to her, whatever. I didn't read the book. I'd had no interest in it. I got no interest in seeing the film. I see other films that I enjoy. But if people want to go see it and want to go read the books and stuff, let them. Whatever. Yeah.
Exactly. The problem with this film is that it is based on one of the world's worst written books.
Have you read it?
Well, I've not read the book.
How do you know it's the worst?
Because I have read parts of it as part of so that I'm able to talk in it. And it is absolutely appallingly written. It is terribly written.
It's terribly written. I've read that too. I've read reviews about it saying, just, aside from the material that it's just porn, it's just like horribly written.
Yeah, but the second part of it is that 50 Shades of Grey, the film, isn't actually a porn film.
It's tame compared to the books, they reckon.
Yeah, it just is. And what is wrong with wholesome pornography? I don't mean all the horrific sides of pornography. And why should we be bothered about a film that isn't pornographic? It is a ridiculous situation. And something else I'd like to say very quickly, because Eric pulled me up on this, and he's quite right. I want to take the BBC to task, right?
You've got about 10 seconds.
For discussing this book with somebody on their programme who hadn't read the book and not seen the film. Well done, the BBC.
Brilliant. Absolutely flaming brilliant. all I'll tell you here is that on Slovak television, like France and other places, they put an age symbol up with 12 or 18 or whatever.
They do that here too.
And even in the daytime, if there's a ladies and gentlemen bit in the movie, you still see the movie. It's a warning. Simple. Mm. It ain't rocket science. Rachel, it's time to say goodbye, mate.
Yeah, free Roombas and Apple product to be sent to me. Thanks very much.
Oh. I love you to bits. Time to say goodbye, Lee.
Goodbye, everybody. I'm sorry I've not been able to get a word in edgeways because he keeps talking over me. But it's been lovely to speak with you. Bye-bye.
See you later, everybody. And we'll see you same time, same channel next week. Have a great week till next week. That was Postcard from Poprad. We'll see you again soon. Take very good care of yourself.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.